Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a few announcements. I want to make sure that you get these down. Amen. Glory to God, because these are shows with you in mind. And I want you to mark them on your calendar and get ready, because it's going down here today. Each and every day when the Wild Team is on the radio, it is going down. First of all, I want to make sure that you tune in on Sunday. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and we'll call the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, glory to God, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure you mark that down and get ready, because we're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. And the next Hour of Power, there's going to be a 30-minute break between us and this Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to make sure that you tune in, amen, after my show, then you'll take a break, amen, go get your swallow of water, go get you some cheese and crackers, and then lay back and get ready for Minister Elaine Jackson. Then you move on down on Wild Radio on Tuesday night, the Impact Team Duo, we call them, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you, if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, these are the two that you want to connect with, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can go to Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page on Facebook, Inboxer, or you can go to Pastor Joseph Rouse page on Facebook and inbox them. And let them know what the need may be, because the need is, whatever the need is, it's in the house. And I encourage you to go and hit them up and let them know, amen, who knows, you may get a call from them, a personal call from them. And if you want to become a part of the team, I want you to go ahead and inbox them also, and they can tell you, amen, what you need to do to join the team. You know, everybody is, many are called, but few are chosen. So are you one of the chosen one, or are you one of the called ones? Glory to God. You know, they separate what they said are ain'ts from the can'ts. Okay. Well, good God Almighty, you know, just go ahead and inbox them and let them know. And I encourage you, don't miss this opportunity, because, you know, God is moving, but only if we move also. And if you want to know what your place is in the ministry, they can help you and help you to go where you need to go. Go beyond, you know, you want to go beyond the brakes. Hallelujah. Because some people, they always go just a little bit and then they'll put the brakes on and turn around and go back. Well, you want to go beyond the brakes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to continue to go on this journey. Glory to God. So I encourage you to hit them up and let them know what the need may be. And I want to encourage you on Saturday, if you missed this past Saturday, you missed a treat. You can go back and hear it on demand, but it was none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew of Faith Come By Hearing, and it was awesome, awesome, awesome. It came on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She was talking also about, you know, if you don't want God, then leave him alone. Glory to God. Don't make him mad. Hallelujah. If you don't want him, she said, leave him alone. Don't make him angry. Amen. Glory to God. Some think it's all just good honey and ice cream and cake and all that. You can have all that in a bowl of cherries on top and eat it too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Well, if you do it God's way, you can. But if you're doing it your way, it won't work. Glory to God. So I encourage you to make sure you tune in on next Saturday, when Elevate, she comes on like a flood. Good God Almighty. I mean, when she started preaching on this past Saturday, amen, I just laid back and put the earphone in my ear, and I just go, Elder, go. That's all I could say. Go, Elder, go. Go, Elder, go. I was cheering on, and I mean, she preached a good word. Glory to God. So you can go back and hear it on demand. This is all ministry with you in mind. And I also want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partner, we only ask for $25 or more. Now, I always give them more, you know, because sometimes you go in the grocery store, just think about it. And when you get ready to purchase something, you know, you may have 3-4 cents left, 5 cents left. Well, that's okay. You can keep the change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you ain't over here. You ain't got to say keep the change. You can give the dollars, baby. Glory to God. So I encourage you, $25 or more to partner, and you will receive many, many perks on Monday. You will receive something called, amen, during the week, in the middle of the week. We'll put it like that. Glory to God. It's ministry all with you in mind. Now, keep those in mind, glory to God. You know, I hear people always saying, well, you know what? They're always begging for money. No, I'm not begging. I'm asking you. Amen. Because if you have a need, then you need to see. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you say, well, Lord, I need this and I need that. And I need. Well, guess what? You need to learn how to seed. These things just don't fall out of the sky. Glory to God. You got to also pray it through. And you need somebody to help you. If you think you can't get a prayer, your prayer needs met, then you need somebody to also to help you, to lead and guide you. Glory to God. Because sometimes people just say, well, you know, I asked the Lord and he gave me, yes. But there's so much more he want to do for you. Glory to God. You haven't even scraped the surface of what he want to do. Just think about what they've been talking about. They've been talking about, amen, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Holy Ghost living on the inside, and leading and guiding us, hallelujah, down the right path. You know, that ministry right there don't come cheap, I'm telling you. Glory to God. It don't come cheap, and you can't buy it. No, you cannot buy it. But guess what? You can give to the cause of the ministry. That for the ministry to go out, amen, even further, amen, across the nation, because you got to pay for the cell phone. You got to pay for the airtime. You got to pay for all that. It's not free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to give. You can hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse up on Facebook and let her know that you want to give to the ministry. You can inbox her at YROWELLF. I think it's at gmail.com. Amen. Charge it to my head. God's still working on my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you can't reach them on what I just gave you, that email, just go ahead and hit them up over there on Facebook. Or you can hit any of us up on the Wild Team, and we will get you over there to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's all ministry with you in mind. We don't want to leave anybody out in this season. Whatever God's doing in this season, you know, you don't want him to do it without you. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve a God that wants you to come on in and get in where you fit in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. My God, my God. With all those announcements in mind, keep them in mind. Glory to God, because we serve an awesome God. Now I'm going to open up my line before I start my message. If you need prayer, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. I see many, many on the line. Glory to God. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. Amen. Hallelujah. Nobody pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead on, and I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your strength on today, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just to bless like never before, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, those that need a door open, we ask you, Lord, to open those doors, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, for them to go through, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to heal those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that need healing in one way or the other. They need healing healing in their mind. They need healing in their body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They need healing in their marriage. They need healing in their family, Lord God, with so much chaos going on, oh Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to go in and heal it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that need direction, oh God, give them direction. Because, Lord, you said, Lord God, the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we cast out all fear, oh God. Those that are fearing to take the next step in their life right now in the name of Jesus. We cast it out right now into the pit, oh God. We ask your Holy Ghost power to lead and guide them in the right direction, Lord God. Don't let them go too far to the left, God, but let them go to the right way, Lord God, that you want them to go, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to touch them in a mighty way, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, that you're make everything all right. Nothing is too hard for you, oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, for those that have been stricken in their body with cancer, in the name of Jesus, that you dry up, oh my God, every cancer cell on the inside, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have been through chemo, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to restore good sales in the name of Jesus, because God, you can make anything grow. You are a miracle working God, in the name of Jesus. You are a supernatural, oh my God, miracle working God. So God, we ask you to go on the inside, Lord God, and create good sales, renew their strength, in the name of Jesus. Rejuvenate their blood cells, in the name of Jesus. We come against leukemia right now in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Lord God, strengthen them, Lord God, where they're weak, and build them up on the inside. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know what they said, the doctor said, but Lord God, we come to you, and we stand on the word of God. You said, by your stripes, we are healed. So Lord, we decree and we declare, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that they're healed, healthy, and whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing is too hard for our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, every person under the sound of my voice, whatever they need, Lord God, Lord, let them reach up, Lord God, oh my God, for to the hills which come all of their help, all of their help come from you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high. We know we serve an awesome God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Listen, hallelujah, glory to God. If you have put your hand to the gospel plow and you have made up your mind and decided to continue on this journey, stop looking back. Hallelujah. Stop looking back before you go back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You keep bouncing to and fro. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. If you put your hand to the gospel plow to continue to go on in Jesus Christ, glory to God. Stop bouncing back and forth like a rubber ball. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why you got so much confusion going on the inside of your mind right now. In the name of Jesus. Hey. Stop looking back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't bounce here. You can't bounce there. Glory to God. You need to just stop. 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 Stay in one place. Hear what the Lord is trying to get to you. Hear his teaching. Wherever you are in that place and whoever you're under, glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he brought you to that place, that was that place to get what you needed. Glory to God. Stop bouncing here and there and everywhere, glory to God. And stop being tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine that's come along, glory to God. Stay stable in Jesus' name. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to be stable, hallelujah. You can't get what you need bouncing back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. You know how I can tell you can't get what you need? Because I was there in that place long, long time ago. Glory to God. When God delivered me out of a place, Hallelujah. He delivered me from a church that I was going to, glory to God, because I wanted more. I said, Lord, it's got to be more. There's more. I'm giving you testimony because, amen, glory to God, you know, we're overcomers by testimony. It can help somebody else. So I want you to listen closely, and I'm going to slow it down so you can really get it. Glory to God. I was going to a church, and when I was in this church, and I mean, it was quite a bit of chaos. And I know churches do have different stuff going on, yes, amen, but I knew there was more to God than this. Because I wasn't getting what I needed, and I felt empty. I said, Lord, it's got to be more. All these years I had went to this same church, just going to the same church. I said, Lord, it got to be more than this. I want more. It got to be more than the couple of little songs that we sing. It ain't nothing wrong with the hymns. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that. It's got to be a little bit more than that. It's got to be more than the word and, you know, than what they're telling me, you know. And Jesus, you know, you died on the cross for our sins, and you know, I wanted more, and you wanted more and more and more, and I wanted more. I said, Lord, I feel kind of empty here after all these years. I said, so something ain't right. I said, help me out. What's going on? So as I began to seek him and listen to the radio, you know, and then I went on this job, and there was this young man, and, you know, me and him were talking. I'm like, okay, I said, I'm just desiring more. I said, something ain't right. It's like I'm empty. And I'm going to church. I'm hearing him, but something just wasn't right. Y'all heard that song, something just ain't right. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about. Glory to God. And he said, this is what you do, sister. He said, well, why don't you come down to our church? Glory to God. And come and get up under our pastors and you know, and our co-pastor and just see if this is what you're looking for. He didn't make me, glory to God. He just invited me. Hallelujah. And so I went to this church. Glory to God. My God. And when I went, things began to happen. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. I began to get more deeper into the word of God. Hallelujah. There were things that I had not a clue that were going on. Glory to God. But when I began to go and things got deeper, and they got deeper and deeper into the word of God, teaching me different things, teaching me about the Holy Spirit and teaching me about intercessory prayer and teaching me how to do this and how to do that. Glory to God. It was just awesome. That was what I was looking for. My God, my God. But let me tell you what happened. What happened after that? I decided, well, you know, they having Bible study, you know, they do it on Wednesday nights, and you know, and I can go back down there, and you know, they have it every now and then. Glory to God, you know, it wasn't every Wednesday kind of thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, oh, hold up, wait a minute. Mm-mm. And I kept bouncing and bouncing. I said, oh, wait a minute, this just something got to give here. I said, mm-mm. Because, see, that's what it was. The devil was trying to pull me back in that place where I was because he didn't want me to get to where God wants me to be. Good God Almighty. And then we're just gonna pull it on up just a little bit further. Just grab hold to the rope, and we're going to come on up a little bit higher. Then I wanted more, and I wanted more. And I went to another place. I'm like, okay, Lord, something got to be dead. I always said, Lord, something got to be dead here. I said, I don't want to be stagnated. I said, you got to help me. So he started to pull me up even further. And once God starts to pull you up, let me tell you, it's not him sending you back. Because if he brought you out of a place, he ain't going to take you back into that same place. I've heard people say that, and I've talked to them. Well, you know what? God brought me out, and now, you know, we're here and we're there. And, you know, no. He ain't telling you to go back in that same place. Once he brought you out for good. It ain't no going back. If you go back, that means you're going back because you want to go back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What would you rather do? Would you rather serve man or serve the Lord and go where he wants you to go and do what he wants you to do? So let's just go on down the road just a little bit further. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to finish this right here. And he pulled me up even higher. I keep saying, I always say, Lord, this ain't going to work. That's just how I talk to him. I said, Lord, this ain't going to work. You got to do something. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I said, because I know it's got to be even more than this. And I wanted more. Oh, when I said that, someone that I know, glory to God, hallelujah, I thank God they hooked me up, amen, glory to God, with these two, amen, that I'm under now, hallelujah, amen, my God. And that's when things started to really, really happen. Well, only when I got to this place, but see, I had to come all the way down from there up to here. Only when I got to this place that I'm under now, the two that I'm under now, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, only when I got to this place that I found the place that he wanted me to be in. Glory to God. And when I found that place, I got the peace of God. It rested on my shoulder. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. And I got the teaching that I need. And I got what I needed. And look where I am today now. You know, God was calling me to be a prophet. Hallelujah. But you know, let me help you out. Sometimes when you tell others, just be careful how you tell them. Because they'll think, amen, oh, you know, God ain't calling you to do that. Hallelujah. Well, you know. Hallelujah. And see, they didn't turn me down. Hallelujah. That's not my message, but this is the way he's leading me, so we're going to go on and roll with it. Y'all, come on, just roll over, sit down, get you some tea, get some Kool-Aid, amen, whatever you want to get, hallelujah, and get some lemon water, whatever, but we're going to finish this up, hallelujah. You don't know where God wants a person to be, so don't never say that's not what he wants them to do. Always just tell them to pray. They never told me that God didn't want me to, didn't call me to be a prophet. But I knew what he was saying because he told me before I left another town. And he had told me, it wasn't like he told me right just the day before. He told me that years ago. And I told him no. I said, no, I must be hearing things. And I know, you know, I was outside and I'm like, okay, now the garbage can can't talk. Okay, you know, garbage can can't talk. And I didn't see no strange deers and, no, you know, nothing like that. The bumblebees wasn't buzzing around my head. Nothing like that. I'm like, okay, now, come on now. Are you serious? But I didn't tell anybody until I went to another town. And when I got to this other town, then that's what I'm saying, things started to happen. So you see, when God pulls you out of a place, don't go back. Because if you go back, glory to God, you're going to lose what you got. Then what is it going to do? It's going to confuse you. Because I was in that confusion place. I was in that confused place. I was. I was in there going back and forth, jumping up and down, in and out. No, I said, I'm getting here and I'm staying. Lord, I am staying so I can get what I need to go where I need to be. And look at me now. Glory to God. We thank God, hallelujah, that he did. He got me in the place. I am a prophet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I thank God because if I had never, hallelujah, got to this place where he was trying to take me, hallelujah, if I had stayed in those dry places, I wouldn't be here now. So I encourage you, stop going bouncing up and down, in and out, worrying about what people say. It don't even matter. I know I spent a little of my time talking about this, giving testimony, but that's okay. If we don't get through it, then guess what we'll do? We'll flip back over and do it on next Sunday. But I just want to encourage you. This is what he led me to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But stop going in and out, up and down. You know, sometimes family can pull you in and try to hold you in a place. Hallelujah. Because guess what? They don't want you to come and preach the word to them. You know? Well, it's okay. If they don't want it, hallelujah, it's okay. But there is somebody out there whom God has in place for you to go and give their word to them. Glory to God. It's okay. Hallelujah. It's okay. Just ask the Lord to send somebody by to touch them. But don't let them keep you in a place that God is not calling you to be. Hallelujah. Don't let them tell you where you need to go and what you need to be doing. Hallelujah. If you got leaders, then you listen to what they're saying because they have your good intentions, their heart, their glory to God. They want you to be all that you can be. Hallelujah. Be in the army of the Lord with your full armor on. Hallelujah. Be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Good God Almighty. Be able to pray. Hallelujah. When it's time. Hallelujah. Be able to stand up to them that's coming against you. Glory to God. And teach you how to pray. Glory to God. Amen. I hope you received that. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go on down the road with my sermon. Hallelujah. God is great. I want you to go ahead and turn to chapter 3 of Exodus on today. I'm going to title this message, amen, hallelujah, change come. I'm sorry, pray until change come. You know, sometimes we lose interest. We'll pray for a little bit. We'll pray two or three. You know, sometimes we don't even pray like that. You know, yeah, Lord, I prayed about that and I'm done. No, you got to pray till change come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's read. Let's start at chapter 3. I'm going to start at the first verse. As we know here that the Israelites, glory to God, they was in bondage, glory to God. The Egyptians had them in bondage, glory to God. So we're gonna read this here, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountains of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. What it's saying here, the bush was burning, hallelujah. It looked like it was burning, but it wasn't burning up. That was the Lord, amen. He was in the midst of all that because he was getting ready to do a mighty work in Moses. Let's read on. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. So when the Lord called you, answer. Glory to God. You know, some people say, well, don't answer yourself. Well, what you need to do is say, Lord, is this you calling me? You know, hey, why not? Glory to God. So you know what? Don't talk to yourself. You hear somebody calling you, don't answer. I said, Lord, here I am. Is that you? You want to talk to me? Sit still so he can speak. Glory to God. Let's move on. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standing is holy ground. He was telling him, okay, take off your shoes, because what you're finna walk on now is holy ground. You know, when you get ready to walk on holy ground, glory to God. You know, some people even go to church and they be smoking, you know, and they do all different things. I've seen some stuff during the years, even, you know, amen, I'm not going to even bash anybody, but smoking, amen, where you shouldn't be, that's holy ground, glory to God. When you go on holy ground, really, everywhere that you walk should be holy ground to you, because it says God ordered your steps, so you got the Holy Ghost living on the inside of you. Amen. So everywhere you go, it should be holy, right? Glory to God. So come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So why take your holy body, amen, and doing things that's not like God? Hallelujah. Oh, good God Almighty. I thought I had to roll that in there to you. Glory to God. Let's move on. Moreover, he said, I am the God of the Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Amen. Glory to God. He was afraid. Hallelujah. He was afraid. Hallelujah. Come on now. Y'all probably would have been afraid too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrow. Let's read 8. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Thank God for my pastor for reading that. Amen. Glory to God and helping me pronounce some words. Hallelujah. Well, you see right here, he said he heard them. Hallelujah. Do you think they just prayed one time? No. They didn't pray no one time. They kept praying until something was happening. Glory to God. So when we pray, we expect things to move. Yes, we do. But if it don't, then keep praying. Hallelujah. It's okay to pray it again. It doesn't mean that you don't believe. It means that you know God can move. You know, he said effectual fervently. When you're praying fervently, glory to God. Lord, you ain't moved. Lord, this ain't gone yet. Hold up. Let me pray again. You don't just pray one time if you're sick. You just going to say, okay, I'm going to pray. I done prayed and I'm done. No, you're going to continue until he hear you. Remember, he's talking about the unjust judge when she kept worrying the judge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You stay in faith and continue to pray and wait until something happens, because that's what they did. They continued to pray. Hallelujah. They didn't just pray one time. They continued to pray because they was in bondage. Glory to God. They were beating them. Hallelujah. They were making them work hard, slaving them. But they didn't lose hope. They kept on praying. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. See? He said he heard their cry. You know, it's not that God forgets, but how bad do you want what you're asking for? How bad do you want to get healed? How bad do you want your children delivered? How bad do you want your husband to act right? How bad do you want your wife, amen, to submit and help you, amen, hallelujah, raise your children? How bad do you want that job? Uh-oh, good God Almighty. How bad do you want it? Glory to God. How bad do you want God to move? Glory to God. You just going to pray one time and ask him and leave it alone? Nah, continue. Glory to God. All those things will happen and try to hinder you, but don't let it. Glory to God. My God, some things you just don't do. My God, don't lose your hope. Don't lose your faith. Continue until something happens. I'm going to continue, hallelujah, when I go out the door, when I come in the door, hallelujah. I'm going to continue on the bed, glory to God. And whenever he gives you something to do, let me help y'all out. Pray it through. Don't stop. You know, sometimes, you know, we can get so tied up on ourselves. And whenever God speaks to us to pray for somebody else, you're like, okay, Lord, you know, I prayed for them. You just prayed a little prayer. Lord, help them. Lord, keep them. Lord, help them and keep them safe. Lord, they're traveling. They'll be all right in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Man, that was some sorry prayer. Glory to God. You continue till you know they're all right. Glory to God. Don't let it, hallelujah, fall to the wayside. Whatever you've been praying for, continue to pray about it. My God. And watch him deliver. Because they continue to pray until he was sending Moses, hallelujah, to get them out of there. Let's read on. Come now, glory to God. Therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. See, he said it's come before him. And he heard them, hallelujah, he did. He did. But God had to choose who he wanted to send. You know, he can't send everybody in there. He got to send the right somebody. He can't send everybody to go over there and talk to Sister, you know, Wong Tong. You know, he got to send the right one over there. Because if he send the wrong one over there to talk to Sister Wong Tong, then guess what? They may tell Wong Tong to go to Kong Chong. You know, hey, glory to God. It may be the wrong one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he got to send the right person. That's why you don't look back whenever he said bring you out of a place. Stop looking back. Hallelujah. You know, not everybody wants to be recognized now, but all you recognize, amen, with God. Only what you do for God don't matter. That's the only thing that's going to matter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't turn red. Don't turn green. I'm just saying. The only thing that's going to matter is what we do for him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just want to throw this in there, glory to God. You'll get many nuggets on the show, you know. It's good to do that, hallelujah. When you obey your leaders, you are obeying God, okay? Just as plain as simple as that. If you can't obey them, then you ain't going to obey God. Well, Lord, I heard you tell us, they told us, you know, to come to prayer, and they told me, you know, I need to do this and I need to do that. They told me. Nah, you better say, Lord, I know my leaders in which you chose to be ahead of me, told me this is what I need to do. So, Lord, I'm going to do it. Glory to God. When you obeying them, you are obeying him too. If you ain't obeying them, then you ain't obeying God. Hallelujah. You know, everybody want to skip that part. Everybody want to, you know, just obey. So you know what? I'm obeying God. No, you want to skip the main part. If you can't obey him, you ain't obeying him. Glory to God. And you always say, well, you know what? I heard the Lord say, oh, okay. Did you hear your leader say, amen, glory to God? I know it's a little, you know, funny, but it's okay. Glory to God. Did you hear your leader say? Hallelujah. Let's move on. My God, ain't it good to the last drop? And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Glory to God. And he was saying, you know, he going to be with you. Whatever you do, he going to be with you. So, you know, whenever you pray, just continue to keep praying, because he's going to deliver you, hallelujah, out of whatever it is. He said, many of the affliction of the righteous, he said, I will deliver them out of them all. So, you know, when they were afflicted and they were getting beaten, glory, and they were working like slaves, glory to God. They had them in bondage, hallelujah. They just continued to pray. You know, they always saying, well, you know, there's no prayer in schools. There's no prayer. Yes, prayer is on the inside of you. If the Holy Ghost is living on the inside of you, you can pray anywhere you want to pray, and nobody has to know you praying. You don't have to be like a hypocrite standing. You know, you want to stand up and be seen all the time. The Lord, Jesus, help me, Lord. You know, you don't have to do all that. If the Holy Ghost is living on the inside of you, you can pray anywhere you want to pray. Hallelujah. You can pray for anybody that you want to pray for. It's okay. Hallelujah. You don't have to be seen all the time. That's what's wrong. We have too many see me spirits. Hallelujah. And not enough people believing that God is working on the inside of you so you can pray for people. Hallelujah. I remember I went into a store, and so when I came out the store, and there was some confusion going on. And I'm like, my God, now hold up now. I know where I parked it, okay? Hallelujah. I know these things happen, but there was some confusion going on. I said, hold up now. I know where I parked it. I'm going to go right straight to the car, to my car where I parked it, right? Okay. I'm like, okay, what is really going on? And then when I got on, I began to walk by this lady. And, you know, I said, ma'am, are you okay? And she said, no, baby. She said, I lost my car. So it was her. But she kept on going, like, you know, like she didn't want my help. But guess what? I didn't let that stop me. I got in my vehicle, and I sat there. And I sat there, and I started praying for her to find a car. Even though she had the thing on it that she said she could find it, apparently it wasn't working. Hallelujah. So I just sat there, and I prayed for this woman. I prayed for her to find her vehicle, because she had been over here, over there, and I'm watching her going to all these places, glory to God. But she didn't want no help at the point. I guess she was really upset. Hallelujah. But I sat there and I prayed for her, glory to God. And when I sat there and prayed for her, I said, now, I'm going to pull out, but I'm going to go and see if she found the car. And I drove around on the other side. I said, praise God, she found the car. And then I left. So you see, if it's on the inside of you, baby, glory to God, you're going to do what you need to do. You ain't always got to have them see these spirits. Huh? They kept praying and praying till he sent somebody to go and tell them to let my people go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to learn how to pray until something happens. My God, my God. Don't give up. Glory to God. They continued, hallelujah, huh, to go ahead and set up the timber. Huh? Glory to God. Even though, my God, it may get hard, and you may think, hallelujah, huh, that God has turned his back on you. But no, he had not. He didn't turn his back on them. Glory to God. He said, this thing has come up before me. Glory to God. So you continue to pray. Don't you miss a beat. Glory to God. Continue to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Until something happened. Until you began this thing to shake loose. I remember one night, things got kind of hard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I went, hallelujah, and I laid down. I said, my God, this has got to go. I said, what in the world is this, my God? So as I continue to pray, as I continue to holler out, as I continue, hallelujah, to seek the Lord, my God, that thing broke. Glory to God. You got to learn how to be, hallelujah, steadfast. You got to learn how to stay focused. No matter what people may say, stop going back in them dead places. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people always want to be in, amen, glory to God, where people can see them and they always want to be in the same place, amen, with family. Well, God may be calling you in a different direction. It's okay, glory to God. Just make sure that it's God. That's why I said when you come on this side, hallelujah, over here with the wild team, glory to God, and I'm not bashing nobody else's team. I just know what I get, glory to God, and what I get meat, hallelujah. I ain't eating no more bread, hallelujah. I ain't eating no more peanut butter, glory to God. I get straight meat every week, glory to God, my God. And you got to be able to digest it when you can sit up under them, hallelujah, glory to God. And when you can humble yourself, he said, and my children would humble themselves, hallelujah, and pray, good God Almighty. So that means you got to pray, hallelujah. When you're getting the meat and asking him to help you to hold on to what you're getting, glory to God, hallelujah. And you got to ask him, hallelujah, Lord, what do I do from here? Lord, show me how I can be an access, Lord God, to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes we don't pray those kind of prayers. Hallelujah. We don't ask God. We don't ask him nothing. You know, we'll just say, well, you know what? I'm going over here. This is just something I want to do. Lord, what do you want me to do? Show me what you want me to do and show me how you want me to do it. And once you prayed it, then you settle yourself and you wait on him. Glory to God. Stop jumping in and out and stop bouncing up and down like a rubber ball. Glory to God. Can you imagine how they had to wait until he got ready, hallelujah, to send in someone, hallelujah, someone who can be their mouthpiece. Because, you know, if just think about it, hallelujah, in my mind, if they had went to him and said, okay, now you need to let us go, right? And they was already being hard on him. Had him working, hallelujah, day and night, hallelujah. My God, my God. So he had to get somebody, amen, strong, hallelujah. He had to build them up and tell them, I'm going to be with you. You go and you tell them, hallelujah, what I want you to tell them, hallelujah. You go ahead and tell them, hallelujah, that they need to let them go, hallelujah. And if they question you, tell them, I am that I am, hallelujah. I am God, glory to God. And don't you know when you tell them, amen, he going to back you up, hallelujah. So you got to learn how to pray and hold on just like they did. They didn't give up. They hold on. They held on with all they had. Hallelujah. Don't pray it one time and don't pray it no more. Glory to God. Continue in prayer. Continue listening. Continue in getting that word. Continue to write it down. And you can take it back on and say, hold up. They just taught this right here. Glory to God. Right before I got ready to come on, hallelujah, I was reading something that I had wrote down when we were discussing. I said, okay, there you go, right there. That's it, right there. Anything, hallelujah, that you need, you done already been taught. It's just a point is that you're using it. You got to learn how to use what you get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't want to go out there and buy nothing you ain't going to use. I always tell them, I say, you know what I do? Whatever I need, hallelujah, whatever I need, I'm going to buy it. Glory to God. I'm a person that don't go and buy stuff that I don't need. Hallelujah. I don't go buy stuff that I know somebody else. I'll go and buy something sometimes, you know, and I might give it away knowing that they need it. But I'm not going to go and buy some stuff that I see just because it's on sale. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. And I can't use it. Why am I going to do that? So why are you going to get a word? Glory to God. And you can't do nothing with it. Glory to God. So you got to use what you get. If you don't, it's a waste. Hey, good God Almighty. Glory to God. But you got to learn how to continue to pray and ask God to help you, Lord. Lord, I got this word now, and I see it right here. So, Lord, what do I need to do? How do I need to do it? Because you can get so stale at a place, you know, when people trying to pull you up, and they pulling. It's like pulling dead weight. You don't want to be dead weight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they could have, the Egyptians could have went and told them, hallelujah. I mean, they could have told the Egyptians, you know, y'all need to let us go. But he had to bring in somebody else. Glory to God. He had to bring in someone else to tell them, to let them go and tell them, I am that I am. I'm God. And to let you go. Hallelujah. Because they were living in bondage. They were beating them and they were working them, hallelujah, like slaves, my God. But they didn't pray just a little. They prayed a lot. And that's so many times where we are falling short in prayer time and praying and seeking the Lord, thy God, you know, and communicating with him and saying, Lord, what do you want me to do and how you want me to do it? You know, sometimes you can hear what you can hear yourself talking, but do you ever be quiet? Huh? Can you just be quiet and just hear? Hallelujah. And I tell you, you'll get all that. Amen. You'll learn all that if you come on this side. I can tell you, you learn all that. Learn how to do it, when to do it, what to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you won't fall short. Hallelujah. And learn how to listen. Glory to God. And hear what he wants you to do. Because you can imagine that they was in bondage and everything was going on. And they were afraid because they know either they were going to beat them or they were going to kill them one, you know. Hey, glory to God. Because he hired taskmasters over them. Glory to God. So if they had went and said that, okay, you need to let us go. We finna go. What you think was going to happen? Like I said, they probably would have killed them or beat them on. So they continued to pray until change happened. And that's when he brought Moses in on the scene. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Raised him up and said, you go tell him, I am that I am. I'm the one that's telling you to do this. Hallelujah. Go tell him. When you come in the name of the Lord, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Glory to God. My God. And that's what he was telling him. So I encourage you on today, don't stop. Whatever you've been praying for, pray. Hallelujah. But you know, glory to God. Hallelujah. Your mind has to be right. You have to be right. You have to live a righteous life. Amen. You know, they be saying, well, my prayers ain't answered. You know, live a righteous life. Live a lifestyle of prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And watch and see what happens. Pray until change happens. And if it ain't happening, keep praying. Glory to God. Because sooner or later, hey, we was taught about the suddenly. Glory to God. The suddenly things start to happen. Just think about it. Glory to God. You can say, well, you know what? Ain't nobody going to call me. Then suddenly what happened? The phone rang. So suddenly, glory to God, he'll bring your whatever you've been praying about to pass. Oh, good God Almighty. You'll get some suddenly. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. God is good. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Pray until something happened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you believe on today, hallelujah, continue to pray. Hallelujah, glory to God, and ask God to help you with your doubt, hallelujah, and unbelief, glory to God. You know, you have sometimes people come to the show, my God, and they, you know, and then and sometimes in person, you know, well, I don't believe. Well, you know, that's fine, but, you know, that's fine, that's dandy, you know, you have your own belief system, but it's here in place for those that want it, glory to God. Hallelujah. And, you know, it's ministering with you in mind, serving the nation throughout the nation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we do. Hallelujah. And if you want to become a partner, I want to encourage you again to become a partner. I have a caller on the line. Before I go any further, I'm going to go ahead, amen, and take this call. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Caller 919. Caller 919, you are live and on the air.
Hello. God bless you.
Amen. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling out of North Carolina. I actually I pressed the 1 in the beginning for prayer, but you had just said that you was going to go on. But I just want to tell you that this was an on-time word, and God really used you. I don't know. He probably... You know, it was probably a blessing to everybody else, but I felt like you were just talking to me. So I wanted to thank God for you for this word on today, because it really blessed me and I needed to hear it.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. And do you have a prayer request, my sister?
Yes, ma'am. I've been praying for employment, and I just want you to touch and agree with me for that, and also my finances, for increasing my finances.
Okay. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray for dear sister on today, oh Lord God, that you will open up, God, the employment that she wants, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so she can meet the needs, Lord God, that she have, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to open up, Lord God, our finances above what she can even think or imagine, oh Lord God, that you can do. Because, Lord, we know, Lord God, that all the money belongs to you, Lord God. Like a cattle on a thousand hill belong to you, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that you don't mind giving unto your children, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that every financial need be met, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to intervene, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, the job that she desires is already done. We believe and we receive it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And thank you for calling, my sister.
Thank you for having me.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you on today. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If there's someone, amen, glory to God, that's on the line, hallelujah, glory to God, and you've been dealing with some sinus headaches, really bad sinus headaches, if press the 1 and I will bring you in, glory to God. If you're on the line and you have some really bad sinus headaches, go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in and pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see anybody press the 1, but I'm going to go ahead and pray, because they may be listening in on the way up. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for those sinus headaches right now, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to clear every nasal passage in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Dry it up, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that they shall breathe, Lord God, like never before, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And all these headaches, we cast it back into the pit in the name of Jesus, not to return anymore. Lord God, we thank you for healing, God, the sign of headaches right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, God is a good God and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you never come to this back to the show, remember, hallelujah, don't worry about folks. Just go forth and do what he's calling you to do. Do what the Lord is calling you to do. Hallelujah. It's not about people. It's not about that. This is a lesson we had to learn. Hallelujah. We have to move forward, you know, along this way. Understand, they persecuted Jesus too also. And they were mocking him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you know, they're going to persecute us also. Glory to God. So continue to move forward in the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Like they always used to say, I always like to hear some of the older people say, you know, yeah, hallelujah, and I'm not old anyway, but glory to God, hallelujah. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, hallelujah. All them eggs over there in that basket, they ain't good eggs, hallelujah. So some of them may be some rotten eggs, glory to God, hallelujah. So don't go over there, hallelujah, all them rotten eggs, hallelujah. Go ahead on and do what he called you to do over there where the righteous eggs are, glory to God, and the good eggs. My God, people who want to see you go forth, people who want to see you move forth in your ministry, people who want to see you move forth in your businesses, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, I give testimonies, hallelujah, because, amen, I just feel that somebody on these lives, they need these testimonies to know God is still in control. You ain't got to worry about it, hallelujah. Don't worry, don't worry. Remember the song, "Don't Worry, Be Happy." Glory to God, hallelujah. Stop, because walking around like you're sucking on a lemon. Glory to God. You know, there was this person always telling me, he said, you know what, you always laughing, you're smiling, you're happy. Hey, why not be happy? Hallelujah. You pray and you keep it moving. Glory to God. If you got to cry, you go ahead and cry and you keep it moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if we want to please the Lord, then that means we got to go on. Regardless of what's going on the inside, we still got to pray and we got to keep it moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm not going to preach another sermon, but I just wanted to help you with this. You know, that's just the way you have to do it. Keep it moving. Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Be happy. Amen. Glory to God. The next voice you will be hearing is Minister Elaine Jackson, a voice of truth worldwide ministries. So I want you to tune in, amen, and listen to Minister Elaine. I want to reiterate a little something here before, amen. I think it's YROWELL50@gmail.com. Thank you, Lord, for bringing it back to my remembrance. Glory to God. So you go ahead and hit them up and let them know, amen, what you need and what the need may be. Now I want you to encourage you to go over and hear Minister Elaine Jackson at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead on and give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ, you're a blood-washed believer. Oh, my God, my God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Go to a Bible-believing church or hit me up on Facebook and let me know that you need some help. Let us know on the WOW team that you need help, and we will see if we can point you in the right direction. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction now, and we're going to get out of here. You take a break. Amen. Get you some lemonade, Kool-Aid. Amen. Glory to God. And listen at Minister Elaine Jackson next. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday.